We want to remind everybody they can join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it is, of course, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, the New York Times let us know this week that the next big thing in women's skincare will be products for your what?
Tread lightly.
I'm going to go with wrists.
Nope.
Is it foreheads?
No.
This is the most diplomatic I have ever seen, Adam.
Internal organs.
No, not your internal organs.
This is skincare. Give me a hint, because I can think my way around an entire woman
it's
here.
Like, it's like you don't need an SPF skin toner because it's going where the sun doesn't shine.
For your butt.
Yes, for your butt, as the Times put it.
Well, what gentleman would have answered that at first blush?
So apparently the beauty companies have exhausted all the ways to convince people to waste money on their faces. So now they're acting like a handsy date and grabbing for your butt. New products include something called Tush, which will, quote, reshape the contours of the buttocks area while restoring firmness, suppleness,
no, it won't.
What?
And bounce for a more visually sculpted tush.
What?
This is not exercise. This is cream that you
this
rub on
this is cream
it?
That you rub
well,
on your butt.
Well, the directions do say apply, then run 24 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
The Times does quote a woman named Sylvia Weisenberg, that's Sylvia with a W, who calls herself a, quote, fairy butt mother, and sells a,
wow,
quote,
I rented that. One, two, and three. Back in the days of VHS. And you know, Fairy Butt Mother 4 answered so many unanswered questions in the first three.